this next poem is personal, a little bit more, a little bit talky, so you kind of have to forgive a couple places in it. Starts off abstractly, but then it has a kind of, has a little story to tell in the beginning. It's in two parts. It's called Winter Light. The first part is about memory, in a sense, due to reasons which I can guess at, but never know. I don't seem to have the same sense of memory that other people do. In terms of, say, reminiscing about things, or in terms of picturing things that are particularly pleasing or even displeasing or whatever in my past. And in, a thing that I've discovered is that in a disguised manner, it was a kind of unconscious subject in my poems for a long time. It's more direct here. what happens, I think, is that part of our sense of identity is based on, part of our sense of knowing who we are is based on knowing who we've been. Is based on our past. It's based on having a history, living in the world. And without that sense of memory, which is automatic, there's a fragmented sense, maybe, about the self. Winter light. What do you have to know? It's kind of obvious within the poem, but my principal when I was in grade school, who I mentioned here, was someone who had an unusual name, and when I got in big trouble, or what I thought was big trouble, in fifth or sixth grade, you know, the kind of big trouble they put you in solitary for, so you can't talk to other people, which was what I was in big trouble for. I had increasingly got in trouble throughout the day or whatever, and I ended up in his office and then got in further trouble there, and he was going to give me a ride home and tell my parents, you know, to put me in the basement overnight or something like that. And because he had a name that I happened to know a little, because I was a baseball fan, I have an old piece of trivia about, I was able to rescue myself by making a connection between his name and someone that I knew of, and that's mentioned within the poem. The second half of the poem, which is a little bit talky, is... I think about sort of in-between states, between life and death. What do you think about after you die? if you could call it thought. About dreams, about things like that. And then there's a little rescuing kind of gesture in it that allows me to return to the world. Anyway, winter light. The curious, compelling way in which the light was sourceless, not so much dimming as withdrawing, from the white houses, their minute flakes of white paint in that light, giving them the rough appearance of reality, something to be stored and remembered. No, I couldn't have seen that, walking home from school in rubber boots. I had a pencil box, a neat little representation of the great official world. My principal was Mr. Sukeforth, brother of the man who signed Jackie Robinson in Another Life just after the war. When I asked him, he just beamed. So now I remember that people are a source of light, and now that all that litter of people and things was what I loved, but taught myself too well and for no reason to forget. Is it possible that we will remember a while, that the process of death will be a dimming, a lying willless, emotionless, far beneath whatever is going on, while certain unchosen images gradually slow to shadow in the mind. If we dream, then we must take something serious from the world. But what we dream is so often a curiosity I can't quite place. I was thinking about two friends, strangers to each other and equally loved. In my dream, they met. Now, I would like to lie down under a great New England oak to practice breathing a while. I believe it would signify some things important, some things that have no serious advantage in the world, but are toys. Sleeping, falling in love.